battle was over almost as quickly as it had begun. What remained of the Gothic army fought its way through the ring of Roman troops and escaped to the north.
What about Elfric?
Oh, he escaped too, with his sword and shield and the silver chalice in a bag.
But what about Telemachus and Prudentius?
It's a long, long walk from Asia Minor to Rome. By the time our two travelers were crossing over into the plain of Umbria, winter had already come to the lower slopes of the Apennines.
Are you sure we're still on the right road? I thought this was supposed to be sunny Italy, not the frozen land of the Scythians.
No, it can't be far now. A few more days at the most. According to the baker in the last village, it's all downhill once we get beyond this narrow pass.
I hope he knows what he's talking about. Anyway, I've got to stop and sit down. Oh, my feet are killing me.
Only for a few minutes. There's more snow in the air.
Some of that baker's bread is just what this situation calls for. Here, have some. Take a pull at this glass, too.
Thank you, my friend. For everything. I see now that I couldn't possibly have made a journey like this without you.
Well, it was good of you to take me along. I think God must have some purpose in all this.
I'm convinced of it. Though if I'd known how hard the road was going to be, I probably wouldn't have attempted it. Here, you should drink.
Thank you. We're not alone.
Greetings, brothers!
Greetings to you, fellow traveler.
Have you come far?
Far enough. My name is Elfric, one of Alaric's warriors.
Alaric?
Yes, and the deacon in the service of priest Dumneric. But you have no cause for alarm. I'm a Christian myself. I hold men like you in the highest regard.
A barbarian and a Christian?
Please, sit down and share our meager fare. Prudentius, pass some of that bread around. Pass the bread, Prudentius.
Thank you. I'm famished.
So, how is it that one of Alaric's warriors finds himself traveling this road alone? I assume you are alone?
I was separated from my army at the Battle of Pollentia. We were taken by surprise on Easter Sunday, routed by the Romans. I'm not sure what became of the others.
Something to drink.
Telemachus.
Yes, thank you. I've been wandering on my own ever since. But I'm afraid I don't know your names yet.
Mine's Telemachus, and this is my companion Prudentius. We're on our way to Rome.
Pilgrims?
Of a sort. We're looking for the answer to a riddle.
A riddle? Well, that is different.
Telemachus, look!
Don't move, or you'll pay for it with your lives.
What? You dare to rob men of God?
It's of no matter to me whether you're men of God or some other place. Toss those bags this way.
You'll not have anything without a fight. Brothers, take up your packs and stand beside me.
What? You're challenging us?
Don't be a fool. We're armed. You haven't a chance.
Unarmed? No. But I'm ready for you.
Elfric, wait.
Gentlemen, I have a proposal to make.
Step back, Telemachus.
What would you say if I told you that these sacks contain a valuable treasure of wondrous power and mystery? And that if you can guess what the treasure is, we'll give it to you. Just give it to you for the asking. No blood needs to be spilt.
What are you talking about? What's your game?
I'll put it to you in a riddle. If you get the answer right, my treasure is yours.
A riddle, eh?
That is just ridiculous. Let's either fight or leave, but I'm not interested in riddles.
No. I'm intrigued by this offer. We can't be accused of stealing what's been given to us when we win, right? All right, then, monk. Riddle away.
Good. Here's the question. Alone I fall into the earth and rise as many in rebirth.
Alone I fall and birth?
Yeah, that makes no sense at all.
Is that it?
No, there's more. Grind and sift and pound me down. Hold me in a fire's heat. I rise again a golden brown, that you may live through my defeat. What am I?
Did you get any of that?
Earth, grind, sift, golden... Oh, blast! I don't know. What's the answer?
The answer is simply... this. Bread.
Bread? Is that all?
Not worth stealing.
Or killing for. But I will let you have some nonetheless. One loaf apiece.
And if we want it all...
Well, then we're back where we started. Swords at the ready and blood shed for nothing. Or you may take some of our bread and depart in peace.
Now, let's take the bread and get out of here.
All right. Never let it be said that I don't play fair and square. Or lose graciously. Come on!
You idiot, I told you not to do this.
Oh, have a piece of bread.
Sometimes you're a little too clever, Telemachus.
Yes, you had me worried.
Now, let's be thankful that none of us had anything in our bags that was really worth stealing.
Didn't we? How about this?
Oh, what exquisite workmanship. Where did you come by such a stunning chalice?
This is the cup we were using to celebrate the Lord's Supper when the Romans attacked our camp. I'm sure those thieves would have loved to have gotten their hands on it.
I had no idea.
It's my task to convey this chalice to safety, and I will fight if necessary to protect it. So pray for me, brothers. The road is full of dangers.
So we've seen.
I'm pleased to have met you, but I must be going now. Many thanks for your kindness and your ingenuity.
God go with you!
And with you, Elfric! A Christian warrior.
Yes, and a Goth, an enemy. It's puzzling.
Victory at Pollentia had made Stilicho a hero. It wasn't long before the Roman Senate sent him with a message to the Emperor's resort in the seaside town of Ravenna.
Stilicho, distinguished general of the legions and deliverer of Rome, requests an audience with his Imperial Highness.
Stilicho. Oh yes, him. Well, send him in at once.
Yes, your majesty.
Long life to you, O great one.
An admirable sentiment.
I bring you greetings from the Senate in Rome.
The Senate. Yes, the fine group of men. They do good work. So what do they want?
Sire, in light of recent events, the Senate has invited you and me to come to Rome in order to take part in a triumphal procession and a month-long celebration.
Celebration? I love celebrations. Will there be food?
Food? Well, yes, lots of it, I suppose, and parades and plays and dances and evening parties, games in the Colosseum, you know, races, mock naval battles, gladiators.
Oh, and the chickens? Shall I bring the flock?
The chickens? Your Majesty, I really don't think that...
Perhaps not. But it will be your responsibility to arrange the best possible care for them.
Chicken care. Of course, I'll engage a poultry sitter at once.
Good! Well, we'd better start making our preparations. I simply haven't a thing to wear.
So is this where the gladiators come into the story, Mr. Whittaker?
Soon, Cody, but not quite yet. Telemachus and Prudentius had only a few days of traveling left. It wasn't long before they saw the walls of Rome rising in the distance. Can you imagine how they must have felt as they approached that wondrous city?
So here we are at last, Prudentius, and the world's chaos, as you once phrased it.
Yes, but I wasn't expecting it to be quite like this. I wonder what's going on.
It looks like parade. I've never seen so many people, so much color.
Let's see if we can't get in closer.
Right.
Hey! No need to push. There's enough room for everybody.
Oh, sorry. What are we looking at?
What are we looking at, he says.
And where did you two come from? The desert?
As a matter of fact, yes. Can you tell us what's happening?
Don't you know? That's the Emperor Honorius himself.
You're not serious.
The one with the drink in his hand.
And beside him is Stilicho, General of the Legions and Deliverer of Rome. We are celebrating the victory of our armies over the Goths.
Dear Lord, and who are they?
Who?
Those poor wretches in rags and chains. There must be hundreds of them.
Captive Goths, of course. I guess they're about all that's left of the whole Gothic nation. And those wagons behind them are loaded with the booty taken at the Battle of Palencia.
Just look at the jewels on that chalice the Emperor is carrying, huh?
Hey, quiet, quiet. Honorius is about to speak.
Citizens of Rome, it's time for a toast. First, the brave men of our armed forces. And, of course, to you, General Stiletto.
Stilicho, that's Stilicho, sire.
Whatever. And finally, to my beloved people and the flock that I left behind. Health, peace, and prosperity to all.
Prudentius, do you see?
See what?
The chalice in the Emperor's hand.
What about it?
Look at it.
Oh. Is that Elfric's chalice? But how in the world did it get here?
Precisely what I'd like to find out. Come on, let's follow the procession into the city. In here. Let's duck inside for a minute.
What have we here? A couple of hermits from the desert? We don't often get customers of your kind, holy brothers.
I suppose not. You're the innkeeper.
At your service, if you have money.
Here are 10 sesterces. Refreshment, please.
Monks with money? Well, don't worry. You won't be kept waiting.
So, what do you think? That chalice might be a common Gothic design. We don't know that it was Elfric's.
True.
And what does it have to do with us anyway? If he was captured, then may God have mercy on him.
Here you go. A couple of barley cakes and some weak ale.
Thank you. Innkeeper, what can you tell us about all the celebrations?
Well, apart from the usual holiday fare, there are going to be games in the arena at the Colosseum. Hundreds of gladiators will be on the field at one time.
Gladiators?
Well, not Roman gladiators, of course. The Goths!
What about the prisoners we saw in the procession? Where are they taking them?
Why, straight to the arena, of course.
Thank you for your hospitality, innkeeper. Prudentius, if Elfric is in Rome, then he'll be at the Colosseum.
Telemachus, I don't understand you.
Do you remember how I felt when I saw those travelers being accosted by those thieves? I told you afterwards, remember?
You said you had a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, that it was wrong and something had to be done.
That's right. I have the same feeling now.
But you ran away then.
It's true, but I'm not running away now. We're going to the Colosseum.
Telemachus and Prudentius made their way to the Colosseum, and what they saw when they arrived took their breath away. The stadium was filled with dancers and acrobats, clowns and jugglers, marching legionnaires, boys on the backs of zebras and elephants, you name it.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Well, I can't say that I'm any clearer about the meaning of Father Anthony's words.
Neither am I. Not much of a setting for prayer and contemplation, is it? Wait, something is happening.
With the fanfare, cages and barred doors were opened. Lions, tigers, and wild boars charged out into the arena to meet a troop of men armed only with nets and spears.
This is beyond belief. Killing unoffending beasts and being killed by them. This is their idea of a celebration in Christian Rome? What next?
But what about the gladiators, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, as a matter of fact, Cody, they were what came next. The arena was clear, and there came a blast on a trumpet.
The combat of the gladiators!
gladiators. Man against man in a fight to the death. To the greater glory and strength of Imperial Rome.
The gladiators marched into the arena in two long columns and stopped directly beneath the Emperor's box. Then they raised their right hands in greeting and shouted,
Hail Caesar! We who are about to die salute you!
Yes, 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 of course, you may proceed.
There they are, Prudentius. The captive Goths we saw in the parade.
I don't think I want to watch.
Let the contest begin!
The Battle of the Gladiators was a terrible thing, Cody. It's hard for us today to picture it. I think we would have found it sickening, frightening. Within minutes, the sand was strewn with the bodies of the dead, and the air was filled with the screams and groans of the dying.
But didn't it make everybody sick?
I'm afraid not. To the people in the stands, it was just a game. In fact, the spectators even had a special role to play. Whenever a gladiator had wounded his opponent and thrown him to the ground, he'd look up at the stands and wait for a signal from the crowd. If the people gave him the thumbs up, he spared his adversary. But if it was thumbs down...
Get him! Land him!
Two thumbs down!
Lord, have mercy.
I never could have believed it of a Christian country.
I think we've seen enough, Telemachus. Let's go.
Yes, you're right. I was wrong. There's nothing for me to do here.
So they left?
Well, they meant to leave, but on their way out, Telemachus happened to look out into the arena one last time.
Prudentius!
What now?
Look, it's Elfric, down there, fighting among the gladiators. He's one of the captives.
So it is. You were right.
Something's got to be done. We've got to help him somehow.
But how? What can we do?
Something. I won't stand idly by.
Listen to me, Telemachus. Those aren't a couple of thieves attacking some travelers. They're soldiers and slaves. You can't fight them.
No, perhaps I can't, but does that mean I'm helpless? Shall I run away again? No. I see now what Father Anthony meant. Pray for me, my brother!
Telemachus, stop! Come back!
Telemachus rushed from the gallery of the Colosseum and leaped into the arena itself. The crowd was stunned and wondered how the Emperor would react from his box.
Well, here's something new. A spectator in the arena.
Yes, unusual.
Everybody wants to get into the act, eh? This could be amusing. Is anything the matter, sire? You haven't touched your bread and dip.
No, it's nothing. I'm not very hungry, I suppose. I want to see what's going to happen to this strange fellow.
Kill, Gothic scum! You can't possibly prevail!
If I must die, then I will die trying!
Stop! I beg you in the name of Christ, stop!
What's this? A monk? Take your hand off me and go away!
No!
Now, Gothic, take to finish you!
Go!
No, Elfric!
Now you are mine. So then, does he live? Or does he die? The people have spoken. Death it is.
No! No! Roman citizens! Christians! Stop this madness!
Get on with it!
I plead with you in the name of Jesus, who did no violence, but laid down his life for us all. It isn't right that you should take pleasure in the sight of these men butchering one another. Stop, in the name of Christ.
This is no time for a sermon.
Stop!
Get the monk out of here!
Kill him! Kill him! Kill him!
The people have spoken, holy man. This is what they think of your plea.
You mean they killed him, Mr. Whittaker? He died?
I'm afraid he did. But it doesn't end there. Emperor Honorius watched the entire scene from his box and was strangely silent. Then, the next day...
Your Imperial Majesty, General Flavius Stilicho requests permission to see you.
Hmm? Stilicho? Oh, yes, excellent. I was hoping he'd come.
You were?
Yes, send him in at once.
My liege?
Stilicho, I'm so pleased you're here. Come closer.
Your pardon, O Great One, but I'm afraid there's been a rather embarrassing turn of events.
Embarrassing?
Very. It seems that Alaric is back.
Him again? I thought you drove him from our lands.
I had, but I've received reports that he's canvassing the villages north of the Danube, raising another army. I must request permission to declare a state of emergency, to rally fresh troops.
I suppose you must do what you must do. But there is another matter that I wanted to discuss with you.
Sire, are the chickens not well?
Never mind them. I want to talk to you about this cup. Oh, blast, what do you call it? A chalice.
Yes, a chalice. You want to talk about a chalice?
Yes. Do you see the design?
It's beautiful. It's one reason I chose it for you from the booty we took from the Goths.
Indeed. I was told by our priests that it is a chalice used for serving the Lord's Supper. It is a common design used in Goth churches.
All the more reason for you to have it, Great One.
Do you think so? Because I don't. It troubles me. I look at this cup and my mind goes back to the monk who died in the arena yesterday. I find the whole thing very disturbing.
Oh, don't give it another thought, Your Majesty. He was a person of no consequence. And if you want me to remove the chalice...
You're missing the point, General. I am not happy with what happened yesterday. It has set my mind to thinking about what he said. The monk, I mean. Did you know that the gladiator contests were outlawed nearly 100 years ago by Constantine himself?
It's an old law, sire.
But the monk had a point. That's all I'm saying. Let's have no more of it, shall we?
No more of what?
Those contests.
Sire, the gladiators are extremely popular with the people. I can't say how the people might react to such a decision. Perhaps rebellion?
I don't care. It's a very distasteful business, and I can't help thinking that the people will agree. Even if they don't agree, I have spoken my will.
But, sire...
The whole scene keeps coming back to me in my dreams. I don't like it. I want Constantine's law enforced. No more gladiators in the Colosseum. See to it for me.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Very good. Carry on, General.
And that's the way the story ends. Here, look at this paragraph. John Fox writes, Telemachus had died, but not in vain. From the day Telemachus fell dead in the Colosseum, no other fight of gladiators was ever held there.
So his death stopped other people from getting killed.
That's right.
Wow.
You see why I wanted to tell you this story in particular, Cody?
Yeah, I think so.
Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. That's what love is all about, and it includes loving our enemies.
But I don't really have any enemies, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, what about those bullies?
Doug and Stuart? Oh.
And what about people you don't like very much who aren't your enemies, but, may not be your friends either?
Like Tad and Jeremy, you mean?
Right. You see, everybody loves their friends. That's only natural. But a Christian has a reason to love people who aren't his friends, too. It's a big part of what it means to be in the world, but not of it.
So what are you saying? That I should stick out my neck for those two nerds?
No, what do you think?
I think I'm going to have to hope that Doug and Stuart will leave us alone.
And if they don't?
Then I'll have to do what Telemachus did.
Which was?
Pray that God will show me what to do the next time it happens. Thanks for the soda and the story, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, anytime, Cody. Anytime.
Mr. Whittaker?
Uh-huh?
Wouldn't it have been a lot easier if Telemachus just stayed with those other monks?
Oh, probably. But nobody said being a Christian was easy.
No, I guess not. Well, see you later.
Bye-bye, Cody. Sometimes being a Christian isn't easy at all.
The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 12:1, present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, for this is your spiritual act of worship. Just like Telemachus, we need to be willing to defend what's right no matter what it costs us. We may not have to face the same struggles he did, but we may have to face being teased or bullied or even being unpopular because we choose to do the right thing. But when even one person takes a stand against something that's wrong, he or she can make a big difference. You know, it's not always easy, but it's always worth doing what God wants us to do. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Telemachus was written by Jim Ware and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow, and our producer is Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.